Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The governing board of the California Faculty Association has authorized a one-day strike next Thursday at Cal State's East Bay and Dominguez Hills. The association represents 23,000 professors, lecturers, librarians, counselors, and coaches across the Cal State system. Union officials say 93% of members voted to approve the walkouts to protest Chancellor Charles Reed's decision to withhold pay raises negotiated for the last two academic years because of state budget cuts. Medical marijuana advocates have filed suit in all four U.S. judicial districts in California to challenge the federal crackdown against the booming multi-billion-dollar industry. The advocates argue the Justice Department has reversed itself after promising to defer to state law. Critics argue the law is cover for illegal trade. But how the state law is regulated differs across local jurisdictions. Michael Montgomery takes us to Mendocino County to explain how this conflict is playing out in California's Emerald Triangle.
For the past year, an experiment unique in California has been unfolding on Matt Cohen's 10-acre organic farm. Set amid rolling vineyards near Ukiah, Cohen's place is one of dozens of marijuana farms that are registered with the county.
Has anything changed since the last time I was here?
We've cut some plants down that are hanging up drying.
When I met up with Cohen last year, he was leading Sheriff Sergeant Randy Johnson through rows of bushy 12-foot-tall pot plants. County rules allow Cohen to grow up to 99 plants, provided he submits to inspections like this one and complies with state law. Cohen says marijuana he grows here is distributed through a cooperative to patients with doctor's recommendations. By this fall, Cohen's co-op had expanded to 1,700 members, with some as far away as L.A.
We were just getting ready to start harvesting. We had set up a new trimming machine that we were working on and developing our standard operating procedures, had our final inspection by the sheriff's department.
And then came a surprise. Early in the morning of October 13th, heavily armed federal agents stormed into Cohen's compound and headed for the front door.
They were getting ready to knock the door in with one of those sledges. And I opened the door, and they grabbed me and cuffed me and slammed me up against the wall, and they all had submachine guns.
Cohen's surveillance system recorded the DEA agents carefully searching through his business files. Meticulous record-keeping is required by county law to ensure marijuana isn't diverted to the black market. But the same documents that can help Cohen operate legally in Mendocino can be used against him as evidence in a federal prosecution. It was only after the DEA raid was underway that Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman learned who the target was.
That afternoon, after I assumed that everything had cleared, I called Matt Cohen. I assured him that, in my opinion, as far as local and state laws were concerned, he was abiding by those laws.
But the feds see it differently. At a press conference just days before the raid, California's top federal prosecutors threw down the gauntlet. The U.S. Attorney for Northern California, Melinda Hague, said the state's medical marijuana industry had been hijacked by profiteers.
One of the reasons we are making these announcements today is to try to put to rest the notion that large marijuana businesses can shelter themselves under state law and operate without fear of federal enforcement.
Hague declined to comment on the raid, but former U.S. Attorney Joseph Russinello said Cohen's operation, like many around the state, was a commercial enterprise and in violation of federal law.
As soon as you start crossing the county lines and start packaging it and sort of suggesting that your client base or your patients or your members, really, are all over the state, you're basically in a commercial enterprise for profit and in violation of state law as well as federal law.
DEA, go away!
The crackdown triggered a lawsuit and a protest by medical marijuana advocates during President Obama's recent visit to San Francisco. In Mendocino County, officials worry that the raid on Matt Cohen's farm could doom efforts to closely regulate medical marijuana production.
If the federal authorities are going to raid Matt Cohen, they could raid anyone.
Mendocino County Supervisor John McCowan didn't start out as a medical marijuana advocate, but he says the county's modest permitting program has helped paint a bright line between legal and illegal pot growing and increased public safety.
To the degree that last year a murder was actually solved as a result of the confidence that a grower had in a member of law enforcement that he had gotten acquainted with through the program. He and his attorney arranged for the murderer to surrender. That's a phone call that wouldn't have been made a year ago.
The DEA raid on Matt Cohen's farm has cast a shadow of fear over the marijuana cultivation program, says longtime grower Tim Blake.
I mean, you have a lot of people that were very much looking forward to being able to just pay their taxes, be legitimate citizens without any fear, just be regular people, and they were on their way to doing that. And now people feel like they're going to be forced back into the black market, which they don't want to do. They don't want to go there.
Blake runs a medical marijuana co-op and retreat just off Highway 101 north of Willits.
Anybody want to find out what the best pot in the world is this year?
It's home to the annual Cannabis Cup, a raucous celebration of the season's best buds. But this year's cup, set for next month, will be a more modest affair. After hearing of the raid on Matt Cohen, Blake says he decided to add panels and workshops with legal experts.
Because everybody now wants to know what's happening. People really want to get some direction, some guidance, some inspiration and leadership.
Growers like Blake are not alone. Sheriff Allman also wants legal clarity.
If the Mendocino County ordinance is in violation of federal law, I want to be told that by the highest court in the land. But if it's not in violation of federal law, I want to be told that too.
But Joseph Rusinella says that when it comes to illegal drugs like marijuana, federal authority is clear.
There are things that we have to do to enforce federal law. Whether you're in the way of our doing it, or you're half-heartedly cooperating with us, or you're indifferent to it, the fact of the matter is, we have federal mandates. We will follow those laws.
Rusinella says prosecutors in other states with medical marijuana laws will be closely following federal enforcement efforts in Mendocino and elsewhere in California. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
That story was produced in collaboration with California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting. That's the California Report for Tuesday, November 8th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org. And Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com.